Gaming Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Controlling transmission.
Divided by 1,000 miles of barren wasteland, two men mysteriously linked by alien technology on a podcasting mission to boldly deliver video game news and views directly to your brain. This is Gaming Uncensored. Now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is a brand new episode of Gaming Uncensored. And there's a reasonable facsimile of Tommy sitting over there. What's on the show this week, dude?
A hacking dude for what? So
yeah.
Preparing yourself for that. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. But we do have a show. We're going to try to make it through it. So we've got lots of Nintendo news. There's a Nintendo Direct with a bunch of big news that came out of it. There's a new what's the name? Battle Royale game that's taking over everything. A couple, actually. We'll have fun talking about Battle Royale in the show today. Other stuff and the reasonable facsimile of me over here. And
by the way, I think we're at an age now that you're not going to argue with me about the fact that facsimile is a word.
Like, no, it's a good word.
Do we need to stop and look that up? When you told me this was supposed to be tomorrow, but I have a road trip coming up, and so it's today. And I was like, how can I do this? And I was like, yeah, facsimile, that'll work.
It's a good word. I like that word. So.
So, yeah.
Good times. So apologies ahead of time that I'm going to be hacking and coughing. I'm getting over, I'll tell the whole story here in a little bit why we haven't been here for the past couple of weeks, but I'm getting over this cold finally. And it's only really now that when I laugh is when I cough. And so should make for a super fun show with laughing and coughing the whole time. But
I love the fact that I cracked you up in the first 20 seconds. That because I know you're like stealing yourself, and I'm like, I'm gonna get him. Here we go, and it worked.
Yeah. Kudos to you. So, a quick update on where we've been over the past couple of weeks. I didn't get hit by a truck, which is good news because that came up on Facebook. Logan, didn't get hit by a truck. Still not great. So this cold, obviously, you can hear that. My mother-in-law was in town. She had a cold. She was here for about a week, and then the little girl picked up her cold about a week after she picked it up. I picked it up, and that was last week. And then this morning, the sexy sidekick got up, and her voice is totally shot. So we're just passing this thing around one by one. And so the sexy sidekick today sounded like I sounded last week, which is pathetic and ridiculous. So
here, let me just say that I'm proud of the fact that I had a cold in your house, and I don't think anybody got it.
Yeah, I don't think we did either. Yeah, you were here with the total lack of voice thing too, and we all came out scot-free on that one. So not this time around. We've all got it at this point. Hopefully the little girl starts sneezing today and we're like, no, don't do that. Like, we're not starting this thing over. So hopefully that's not coming back. But that's actually the lesser one of the two reasons that we haven't been here for the past couple weeks. The other one is actually the most pain I've ever been in my entire life, which I got hit by a truck 3 years ago or whatever and ended up with blood clots and in the hospital for a week. And 2 weeks ago was the worst pain I've ever been in my life. I have a kidney stone which is super fun. Just the best. And believe it or not, I still have this stupid thing. So 2 weeks ago, about 9 o'clock at night, all of a sudden I'm just in crazy agonizing pain again. Worst pain I've ever been in my life. I was throwing up just because of the pain. And I don't throw up. Like, I've thrown up twice in my adult
that's
life.
Not
like,
I just. A thing.
It's just not a thing. And so.
For either one of us, like, neither one of us do that.
It's, nope. Ever. So that's already like a big red flag to me. I'm like, oh my, this is, you know, something serious or whatever. And I'm like, did I eat something wrong? You know, whatever. Like, I'm just like dying. And then after a little bit, it goes away. And so I'm like, okay, something's weird happening, but it's now, you know, 10:30 at night. We've got the little girl to bed, but like, you know, whatever. And so I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to go get this thing checked out. And then midnight, the stupid thing comes back and just like wakes me up, and I'm like, can't speak, can't walk, like just in ridiculous pain. And so like, I get the sexy sidekick. I'm like, we got to go to the ER. I don't know what's going on, but like, there's something wrong with me. Like, I'm just ridiculously bad. And so we get to the ER at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and of course it's packed because emergency rooms are the worst place in the world. And so we sit there in the emergency room for a while. One of the good things, I guess, about a kidney stone is the pain kind of comes in waves. And so it's like terrible for like an hour, and then it subsides for a couple hours. And so by the time we got checked in into the emergency room and everything, I was doing okay. Like, I was feeling fine. But we ended up staying there for about 5 hours. Getting checked out, had to get a CT scan, all that stuff. And they're like, yep, you got a kidney stone. You know, it's 5.6 millimeters.
Oh!
Which is not fun to hear that you have something lodged in you that's 5.6 millimeters. And so they're like, it's just on the cusp of like, we think it'll pass, but we don't know for sure. Like they said, if it's 6 millimeters or up, like, we're usually going to like take you in to get something done, like to break it up or go in and get it surgically or whatever. But they're like, it's not quite 6 millimeters, so you might be able to pass it. So let's just see what happens. And so they medicated me and sent me home. And the next morning I went through the whole bout of pain again, but finally got on like the good painkillers. And have been waiting for it to pass for 2 weeks now, and it's not. I've been to the doctor. I have another CT scan scheduled for next week to see if they can see if it's moved or if it's still there. Or who knows at this point. The good news is the pain is now controlled. I can still feel it every once in a while, but I'm not like dying, which is what I thought was happening whenever it first came on. So, yeah, here and alive, which is good.
So here's a couple of funny things that you will like. I haven't really, like, I told a couple of people, I told Duff because it's Duff.
Sure.
And, you know, he owns this show at this point. And I told Jane, and that's all I told. You want to know what Jane's response was?
Huh.
Like, why did they send him home? Like, they've got stuff that can break it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're talking about the cheapest man on the face of the planet. I guarantee you that that might have been an option, but they told him what it cost, and he was like, no. So she does not understand why you still have this.
Yeah, me neither, to be honest, at this point. Like, from the ER, they were like, if it's going to pass, it'll probably pass in, like, the next 48 hours, you know. And so just, you know, go home, drink a lot of water, take the medicine, and it should, you know, pop right out. You'll be good or whatever. and that obviously hasn't happened. So, I don't know why I still have it either. I'm on her team now at the time. You're probably right. But, yeah, I'm ready for this thing to be out of me.
Well, I really feel bad, but I want everybody to be aware of the fact that all of this started right after we finished the last roundtable. Okay,
yep.
You guys trashed me for an hour, and then this happened, and I told them, like, this is what happens.
Yeah, I sent you a message that was like, hey, here's the deal. Like, your first one was like, oh, man, that sucks. And then your second message was like, karma, man. Like,
good point. And I got to be real honest. Like, I do feel really bad. I feel awful because we're both at the age when either one of us admits that something hurts.
Yeah.
It really hurts. Like, yeah. It's not a small thing. So I do feel bad, and I reiterated to Cabbage the other day because I said something, and he replied to it, and he's like, see, you doing it again, and I'm like, yeah, but you're paying attention. And so this is what I do, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what happens when you come at me.
Yeah, so, I believe it. I don't doubt that even a little bit, and here we are. So, but hey, we're here, and that's exciting. It's good news. So.
If you don't die during the show, if I don't die during the show,
I'm trying to lean far away from the microphone when I cough, so hopefully it's not unbearable. I'm doing what I can here, so we'll see what happens. So, all that said, how have you been, man?
Dude, I am okay. I am. I've gone through some issues of my own. My chair all of a sudden decided after you sent your last message that it was going to try not to make it through a day. And so I've been trying to get new batteries and do all of that. Did that yesterday. Had various other things going on yesterday. I've been extremely busy, working a lot, and I'm going out of town on Monday for some old man rock.
Which I love. It's great.
Which, I don't know, would you consider them rock? Bonnie, I would, but James, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you'd call it. I mean, it's chill rock. It's not like interface rock and roll, but I mean, James Taylor's rock.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's old man music, but yeah. I don't care. Like, man, it's good stuff.
I love
stuff.
Some James Taylor. James Taylor's amazing. So, yeah, that's a cool show to go to.
I'm excited about that happening tomorrow. No, well, not tomorrow night because it's Saturday. Monday night. Which is, it's going to be awesome, I hope. And there's going to be weather where we are going, so hopefully that's not too bad. Which, the other thing I got to mention, my car decided to die while we were away.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's always something.
It's always something, man.
And we're still here, and we're glad to be here. I have played games. I have played a fair amount of Path of Exile. There will be Patreon content proving that I have played Path of Exile in, like, the next couple hours, I hope.
Yeah.
So that's fun. We got Cabbage and Duff on mic for an hour, which I never thought would happen. But it did.
That's pretty great.
So I'm happy about that.
Me too.
I have to ask, because it's been like 3 weeks. And even though Chad made fun of me, I'm going to ask anyway. How is my little girl?
she's awesome. She obviously was sick there for a while, but even in that, she's just a happy little girl. And her 1 year birthday is on Wednesday, which is
holy cow,
just nuts, just the craziest thing in the world. And so we're in, on top of everything else, we're throwing her a big party, and so we're in like full on party planning mode and everything. And it's just one more thing to add to the busyness. But she is just living it up. She thinks it's great, and so yeah.
Which, by the way, folks, I tried to invite myself, and Tommy was like, maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, feel free to come to the party. We want to hang out, and I'm not going to have any time to do anything else this week. By the way, we need to talk about that, because I got another plan. We'll do that off mic. But hopefully soon, we'll be in the room together with both of us having a voice.
Dude,
I don't
really?
Know if we could promise that.
Really?
But it'd be a good thing.
I'm excited, dude. I'm like way past ready.
Yeah.
Like we got a lot of stuff going on, and as I'm talking to you, there's a drum machine going off in my living room. Apparently, my parents have invited people over, and they're gonna play music while we do a show.
Fantastic.
So hopefully you will pick that up during the show. But now that you've told me you have a plan, I'm really excited.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about it. We'll see what happens.
I'm
but
very excited.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of news, a lot of stuff. Should we get to that?
We should. We've missed some time, and so we've got some catching up to do. But biggest stuff, luckily, just happened. There was a Nintendo Direct this week that had a couple of, I would say, significant announcements, and at least for us, the Nintendo fanboyish part of us, I think, fun, geeky announcements. And so we'll start with Zelda. There's a new Zelda coming.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. There's a remake of a classic Zelda title coming. One that I will fully admit I've never played before, so I'm actually thrilled about this.
I'm jazzed.
Me too. So it's Zelda's Link's Awakening, which was on the Game Boy back in the day, and I've admitted before that I've never really played anything on the Game Boy, and so that whole generation of stuff I missed. The good news is much of it has been remade. This is one of the games that hadn't been yet that I most wanted to be, and so like immediately when I saw this, I just kind of flipped out. I was super geeked out about this. And so a remake of a really well-loved Zelda game. I mean, Link's Awakening, a lot of those Game Boy games, I think of Metroid on the Game Boy, a lot of those games were really, really beloved. And so this was definitely one of those. It's coming to the Switch sometime this year. It's a top-down, 3D isometric kind of thing. I love the art style of this. I think it looks super cool. It's completely different in Breath of the Wild. Like it's nothing at all like Breath of the Wild.
I'll tell you what it is. It's old school Zelda.
It is old school Zelda with like a fun, like modern sheen on it. And again, I'm geeked about this. There's even in the trailer, there's like a little like side scrolling Mario Goombas platforming thing that I'm like, what the crap was that? That just happened. That's just, yeah, it's fantastic. And so I will say this, as obviously you and I are crazy Zelda fans from the very first game on the NES, and so I love the fact that this is coming. I love the fact that it's a remake of a game that I hadn't played. I am also really bummed that it just appears that they're completely done with Breath of the Wild. Like I don't see them doing anything else for Breath of the Wild at this point. And I'm not a person that's like, give me content after I finish a game. But Breath of the Wild is one of my favorite games I've ever played, and I would love for more content on it. I doubt it's going to happen at this point.
I would love it as well, but you know what blows my mind about that? Is that they probably realize that they have a nearly perfect game and they don't want to touch it.
Yeah. I can get that argument for sure. It still bums me out because I want more. but I can get that argument.
I do too, but you know what I'm most excited about this, and you're going to hate it because it would be perfect. This is going to be another one of those that you're not allowed to play undocked.
Yes.
because I must see. And I feel bad telling you that because I think it would be an awesome game to play undocked, but no. No.
I am curious if the Switch is going to get, I want to say it already does a little bit, but I don't remember. But if it's going to get or already has to a certain degree some streaming capability, like the PlayStation does that isn't based on. So when I have it docked, we record via a screen capture card. It's not anything about the Switch that makes that work, but I can't do that with it not docked. And so I would love for them to have the ability to stream directly to YouTube or wherever, and that you could go access it there from the console itself, just internally. And so I'm going to do some research and see if that exists. I'm not sure that it does.
I think they added something. I don't remember, but I think they added something. And I just want to reiterate that the Switch software, if you don't own a Switch, it's ridiculous, folks.
It is ridiculous.
This is hands down easily the best console since, like, hey, I'm starting to believe you're gonna fall backwards when I say this. I think this is the best console since, like, the Super Nintendo. I think it's better than like, I love the N64, I love the Cube, I love the Wii. I think this is number three.
Of Nintendo consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would agree with you there. So the Super Nintendo is my all-time favorite console. I've talked about that a ton.
Yes.
So I'm assuming the other one is the NES that you have in the top three.
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
The nostalgia of the NES is obviously such a big thing for us because that was our console when we were kids. I think the Switch might be better.
It probably is.
I say in a really quiet, timid voice because I feel like that's sacrilege, but I don't know. Like, man, one good thing is a bunch of those games on the Nintendo and now the Super Nintendo coming to the Switch is awesome. And I haven't picked my freaking Switch up in a couple of months at least, which now I'm like, why the crap am I not playing that thing? Reason is I'm not playing anything right now. But man, I need to play some Switch games. I'm going to pull out the Switch tonight.
I, you know what? And the other thing is, and this is something that you and I really need to test. I might actually have to bring my N64 controller over and see if it will plug in.
Uh-huh.
Because we really need to play some Smash.
That would be great.
I think because the Switch is supposed to take those old school controllers for that, it might actually work.
Yeah, I'd do a little research on that, but that would be phenomenal. That would be a blast.
I think I still have that controller somewhere. Because apparently Super Smash is really good.
This is what I've heard.
So I would love to play some of that, even though I'm bad at it.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I am too, and so that might be one where we just flail at each other and just have a good time with it.
Can you hear the fiddle going on in my living room? Can you hear that?
I can't. Now, whether or not it's picking up the recording is a different thing, but I don't hear. I've got a dryer running behind me, and I'm hacking. We're just a mess, and so if it is, it's probably the best part of today's show.
I just think it's. I love the fact that we have these mics. It drives me crazy every time I record video with it because I have issues with plosives, and I wish I had a pop filter and some of that other fancy stuff. But they are really nice mics.
Yeah.
So, because if you can't hear that, that's a freaking miracle.
Yeah, I hope. Whatever. If it's there, it's there, and we're going to persevere anyway. So, continuing with Nintendo, we've got New Zelda coming, which is exciting. So, New Zelda, kinda. I think that's a good way to put it. We also have New Mario, kinda, coming. And this one I'm also super geeked about. And these two games, to me, just are like the epitome of what I want on the Switch. Like, I love Breath of the Wild, obviously, just said it's one of my favorite games of all time, and I want more of it. I want more of those big epic games. But the kind of smaller package Zelda game is what makes sense for the Switch, honestly. Like, that's what that console thrives off of. As well as, Super Mario Maker 2, which was just announced for the Switch. And so Super Mario Maker was out on the Wii U and apparently was great. And I really wanted to play that at some point. We just never got to it.
Well, because we never had a Wii U. The reason we never got to it is because you and I feel awful, but neither one of us has any aptitude for making stuff.
No. Like, which is 100% true.
We just don't. Like, when I see a game like that, I'm like, that is so awesome, but I won't do anything with it because I don't make stuff.
Yes. And I agree with that.
I don't understand why you and I, being the smart people that we are, have never acquired that skill set, but we don't have it.
No, it's for me, I can speak at least to what I think it is for me, is that I'm just super impatient and like it just takes a long time. And so I get fed up with it. I'm like, I just want to play, man. And so that's why Minecraft has never been. Right. We've talked about this before on the show and so whatever. But the good thing about Super Mario Maker is the same thing of why we love Little Big Planet. Neither one of us ever made anything on Little Big Planet, but you could access what everybody else makes and just play for days and an unending supply of content. And that sounds amazing with Mario. Like, it just sounds like the best thing. And watching the trailer for it, like, it has like all the different kind of like Mario eras represented in it or whatever. And so there was like the Super Mario World version, and there's the more updated kind of 3D looking versions, and you can mix it back, whatever. Like, again, I'm not making anything, but I'm looking forward to playing a lot of other people's creations. And this is the kind of game that just excels on the Switch. I would think even more so with a touchscreen, that like making stuff, like this level building kind of thing, is just going to be awesome on the Switch. Like, even more than the Zelda game just a little while ago, I think this is even more perfectly suited for the Switch. Well, like, this is the kind of game that's consoles made for.
Here's the reason the Switch is mind-bending to me, because every title that we talked about, I look at it and I see it, whether it's Zelda, whether it's Mario, whether it's whatever it is, every new title I see for the Switch, with a very, very few exceptions, I look at that and go, yeah, I'd pay for that.
Yeah.
Which that's not something that you and I say a lot of. Like, we get to play some really good software, but because we are Patreon pays for most of it.
Yeah.
All of the stuff on the Switch, I'm looking at going, yeah, if we don't own a copy of that, we're going to own a copy of that, because that's, I'd pay for that, and that's what puts it over the top.
Yeah. It's a very different thing than the other consoles to me, in that it feels like Nintendo again. Maybe that's it. And in the way that the Wii and the Wii U, kind of progressively, the Wii U worse than the Wii, felt like it really got away from like the heart of Nintendo and those just solid first party titles. And then the third party stuff was really like built for Nintendo third-party stuff, not like ports of Call of Duty or whatever.
Right.
And it feels like what's coming out on the Switch is really solid first-party stuff from Nintendo and really great third-party stuff that makes a ton of sense on the Switch that just feels good. And they also announced that Hellblade is coming to the Switch, and that's super cool.
Wow.
Diablo came to the Switch, and that's super cool, and apparently is fun to play on the Switch. And so there are good ports that come to it, too, of high-quality games. But that's not the reason to own a Switch. Like, if you own a Switch and have never played Diablo 3, go pick it up, because Diablo 3 is a heck of a game. It's fun. We've complained about it a ton because we're homers for Diablo 2, but it's a great game. Hellblade is a fantastic game. If you've never played it anywhere else, go play it on the Switch, if you have a Switch. But if you have a PC or you have a PlayStation, go play it on one of those, because it's going to look better, you know? But you can't play Mario Maker on anything else. Like, that's only going to be on the Switch, and that's a reason to own a Switch. Zelda is a reason to own a Switch. Super Smash Brothers is a reason to own a Switch. And there's nothing that Sony or Microsoft can do about that.
Yeah, and that, to me, I mean, they have already made so much money off of this console. And that they're going to make more, because apparently I was completely wrong. as we normally are on this show, and it ain't going nowhere.
And
there's nothing that anybody else can do to touch it.
Yeah.
Which is really mind-bending to me. But, they got a winner. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. No doubt about it. And it's crazy. And we're not even done yet. There's more to talk about with Nintendo and with the Switch, which is nuts. And so a couple of other things. This one actually isn't about the Switch. There's a couple of Nintendo also on mobile devices pieces of news, and so I'll hit those really quick. The Nintendo's announced that Dr. Mario is coming to mobile devices, which I love. Dr. Mario is one of my all-time favorite puzzle games, and so, that's phenomenal. And there's a Mario Kart game coming. It's been delayed, but there's a Mario Kart game coming to mobile devices as well, which either is going to suck or be the best thing ever, and I don't know, I think it's 50-50 which way it falls. But on top of the Switch being the Switch and having these great games, the fact that Nintendo's putting their assets, Mario specifically here, into mobile devices on iPhones, on Android devices, whatever. Just like it seems like it was so weird 2 years ago when we started talking about Mario Run, and now it just feels like the most natural thing. Oh yeah, I need more Mario on my phone. That makes a lot of sense. Please give me more Mario on my phone.
You know what I started thinking about this the other day because sitting around at work, one of the guys started talking about the pricing structure in Japan and that you could go to an arcade in Japan and the highest price for any arcade game was 200 yen. And so you could take, 20 bucks, which equates to, 20,000 yen and play in an arcade for hours. And it got me thinking that these smaller titles on the phone and all of this stuff may be specifically built for, us being Americans and American-centric. We think, everybody's got a phone. That's why they're doing it. They want to make money. And it probably is. But the Japanese market is a completely different market. And everybody over there has a phone. And they don't
have much better Wi-Fi.
Yes. Yes. Somebody told me the other day that Japan just rolled out 8K video for the entire country. And we're just now getting 4K.
Yeah.
That's how far ahead they are. And I think Nintendo knows exactly what they're doing. And they ain't doing it for America.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, there's a both and as opposed to an either or proposition there. But
right.
You're not wrong. they've got plenty of market share all over the world, or at least America and Japan. They're pretty dominant. I would imagine European market as well. And so, God bless them. One more I'll mention here, and then we'll get into a fun rumor about the Switch. But one more game that you can pick up that I will definitely pick this one up on the Switch when I pick it up later is a game called Tetris 99, which is Battle Royale Tetris, which sounds like the best thing in the, because I suck at Battle Royale games. And we'll talk more about Battle Royale here in a second. I'm just terrible, but I'm good at Tetris. I could do some Tetris. So giving me a Battle Royale game where it's the last one wins kind of thing, I dig this idea a lot. I could actually get into this type of Battle Royale.
And I got to be honest, that's an idea I would have never thought of, and that's totally Nintendo.
That is totally Nintendo. While we're on it,
I was just going to say they're not going to do what everybody else does. They're going to do something completely different.
And it's amazing. It's phenomenal. You can play Fortnite on Switch, too, of course. But, yeah. While we're on the Battle Royale topic, let me mention one other thing. I've played very, very little games. I have played just a touch. And one of the things that I picked up, and you'll love this, on the Humble Bundle Monthly, one of the games is the Rapture game. I don't remember what it's called, but from E3,
everybody's going to the Rapture.
it's in early access still, and so it's whatever but I got it as part of the Humble Bundle monthly, and so I've played just a little bit of it, and it's as ridiculous and absurd as you would anticipate. The first game I played on it, it was me and literally one other dude on the map. So, like, you get, like, there's, like, a little lobby, you know, beforehand, like, where everybody's, like, running around. And so, like, I pop up and I'm like, cool, so it's just me, huh? And then, like, this other dude pops up. I'm like, oh, now we're going to have more people. And then it's, like, you know, a minute until the launch of the game or whatever, nobody else shows up. And we launch into the map, and it's, like, just me and him on this map, like, running around trying to find each other. And it takes us 10 minutes just to find each other. And then we're like, oh, we should try shooting each other and stuff. And, of course, he killed me because that's how bad I am at Battle Royale. If I'm in a two-player Battle Royale, I'm going to come in second place.
You know what? Before somebody yells at us, it's not it's not everybody's going to the Rapture. That's a whole other game. I don't remember his name of that, but I know the one you're talking about. The really funny trailer that we laughed at.
Yeah.
But yes, we know it's not everybody's going
Rapture
to
rejects.
Rapture. That's it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's. I don't know that I'll go back and play it a lot more. I have it now, and so I have an option to go back and play. I'll probably try to do a couple more times to play with more people, because I still never played with a map of more than a handful of people. It just, yeah, it's stupid. It's a top down aim with your mouse in a circle around you with the fun part of it to me was, like, you get, like, an item and then your weapons or whatever, and so, like, one of the items is, like, a disguise, like a cardboard box kind of for Metal Gear that you can hide in kind of plain sight, and so that for me as somebody who sucks at Battle Royale is really nice, and so stuff like that's fun. So anyway, throw that in there really quick. As far as the Battle Royale. We'll come back again. There's one more big Battle Royale bit of news we'll talk about here in a second.
Believe it or not, I even have something to say about this, because I've been watching a little bit of what we're going to talk about in a second.
I have it downloaded, but I haven't had a chance to fire it up yet. So.
I really think you're going to like it.
I might try to do that this evening.
It is something.
Hold the thought. We'll get there in just a second. That'll be the next thing up. But before let's finish up with the Switch, because we do have one more bit of newsy Switchness to talk about here, and that's the rumor surrounding a new SKU for the Switch, which I don't think anybody doubts is coming. The rumors at this point is that it's going to be a Switch Mini. It's going to be a smaller version of the Switch that's meant to be more about being portable. Which right now, I mean, the Switch is plenty fine portable, but it is a big handheld. It's not a DS-sized handheld or something like that. And so having a more portable one seems wise, I guess. Outside of any other, like, performance upgrades, I don't really care. But there are rumors that they're going to increase the internal storage, increase the internal RAM and stuff like that. And so it may actually perform quite a bit better as well. We'll see when the actual details of this thing come out. But I think that it's a pretty foregone conclusion that this is going to be a thing.
I have no desire for a smaller Switch.
Yeah.
But if you tell me, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, because, again, we are two of the cheapest people on the face of the planet. If you tell me you're going to give me eventually a big Switch with all of that stuff, we'll probably buy another one.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I would actually, like, I'm not interested in, like, the Switch Mini. I am interested in the Switch XL, you know? Like, if you want to give me a bigger Switch that has a better, you know, more RAM, better, more internal storage space, a better processor, whatever, yeah, I would be much more interested in that. My complaint is that the Switch is too big, too big at this point. It's a plenty fine size. I'm getting old. My eyes are getting bad. I need big consoles.
Yeah. Well, and
got a kidney stone, man. I'm just falling apart.
Nintendo, if you're listening, the other side of that is that we are hardware whores.
Yes.
We both love hardware. Yes. And I think we will love hardware till we die. So if you put something in front of us and it's shiny and you tell us it's got more RAM and it's faster and it does this and that, like, yeah, we want one. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would be way more apt to do an XL than the Mini. But yeah, I can't believe we sound like Chad. But if that ever comes out, we will buy another one.
Yeah, that's fair. And I'm also curious of the Switch Mini, if it will be dockable or if they're just going to make it a handheld console. I would love to see statistics, and I don't know that there's anybody that's tracking this, but I would love to see statistics about how much people play docked versus undocked. I would guess it's overwhelmingly that people play it in portable mode. The people I know that own a Switch, I've never seen them have it connected to a TV. Now, to be fair, the only time I see them with it is when they're out and about. But I see people playing on a Switch out and about a lot. And I know even in my house, I can't tell you the last time that I played the Switch in docked mode. Even when I've played it recently, I've always played it in handheld mode. And so it really feels to me like a handheld console that has the ability to be plugged in as opposed to vice versa.
You know that you've got a serious handheld console when I'm sitting at the office and one of the guys in the back comes walking out with a Switch that he stole from his kid. I'm looking at him going, didn't you buy that for Jade? He's like, yeah, but I bought it. So that's when you know that you've got a serious handheld console that it literally does go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great console. One big thing that they could improve is battery life. That's probably the biggest flaw of it as a portable at this point, is it just doesn't have great battery life. And so, yeah. So let's talk about Battle Royale. And so there is a new player in the Battle Royale arena. These games just pop up at this point like crazy. But this is a significant one and is apparently really, really good. So it's Apex Legends, which everybody's heard about at this point because this was a couple weeks ago. We've just been behind. But we haven't talked about it yet, so we're going to talk about it. This is done by Respawn. This takes place in the Titanfall universe. It's not Titanfall, but it's interconnected with that world. It's squad based, and so it's three people in a squad, and it's battle royale. It's free to play. It's on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and apparently is really, really good. I've talked to some people who have played it, but I haven't actually watched it, so I'm interested to hear what you say.
I have seen it because again, guys at work talking about it because they're in their 20s and they've got yep. way more time to do all of this stuff than you and I have got. And so I went home and I fired up the YouTube because that's what you do when you want to see stuff. And I went to my buddy Angry Joe, which I love Angry Joe. I don't know if you've ever actually sat and watched some of his stuff, but he's just an angry Latino dude, and he's hilarious to watch. He's spot on with most of the stuff that he says. And I read or heard somewhere after I saw this that this was supposed to be a Titanfall game, and it kind of morphed into like this was supposed to be Titanfall multiplayer, and it morphed into this. And man, it's interesting. Like, I have had no desire to play any of these other battle royale games. Don't care about PUBG. Don't care about Fortnite. Don't care. This one, I like because it sort of kind of looks like squad-based Halo. Like,
yeah.
Like, you got shields and you've got armor and you've got all that cool sci-fi stuff. And I really like it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to firing it up and just playing around with it a little bit. I know I'm going to be miserable at the thing, but it does. It feels, you know, it has that Titanfall kind of luster to it. And Titanfall is a really well done game, and that's the key. Fortnite, as much as we give it crap of being, it's all like 5-year-olds play, not 5-year-olds, but you get like, it feels like it's all like kids that are super into Fortnite, that like, even though like my college students are super into Fortnite as well, but it just feels like a younger generation game. It's an epic game, you know, like it was made by people who know how to make shooters. Like that is a team of people that know how to put together a game. And so even me not loving the game, I've played it enough to know that it's tight, you know, and that I think matters a lot. And I think that shows here with Respawn. I think I played PUBG too, and PUBG for what it is, especially being kind of groundbreaking in this whole new genre, it's now this massive thing, at least for the time being. It just wasn't tight, you know, like it didn't feel like it had that polish that these other games that are made by companies.
Boy,
Apex
Legends has got it. It's there.
Those people know what they're doing, and then bringing it into this genre that's super popular right now. Now, my question for you, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this, is how long is the Battle Royale thing going to last? Like, how much longer are we going to be inundated with more and more Battle Royale games?
Okay, so a couple of things on this. One I'm actively playing, and if you start playing Apex Legends, I will download that and play that as well. But two of the games that I want to play right now are free to play, and apparently Apex Legends, they do have microtransactions, but it's all cosmetic. They make a big deal about saying that you can't buy yourself into having a winning setup.
Yeah.
It's all cosmetic, which I love that. To me, it makes a huge, huge difference that this game is free to play. I think because of that, I think it's going to be a big deal. I think people will spend money. And I think And I say all of this not having played at all, because I suck even worse than you. I feel like if it is the massive success that it's going to be, I think that people are going to be looking for the next iteration for quite a while. I think we've got another year, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Because Apex Legends is, I can tell you right now, it's different than everything else out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the key, is keeping it fresh and making sure that the genre doesn't get too stale. I think about it so much like the Rock Band Guitar Hero phase of gaming, of where those games totally dominated and then just disappeared. I don't know that Battle Royale is going to just disappear like that, but I think it'll probably be more rolled into games as opposed to just being a whole game is made up of. But right now, they're everywhere as far as just what the games are. And so, yeah. I'm going to stop you for just a second where we're at, because we have visitors in the room.
I like it!
So, hey, little girl.
Hey!
You were just talking so much.
Yeah, I could hear you through the wall talking.
Are you serious?
You can also hear the sexy sidekick's pathetic voice now.
I know, I like it. How is everybody?
Super great.
Yeah.
Talk to me, little girl. Talk to me. It's your crazy Uncle Jay.
You got a smile.
All right, awesome. I'll take it. I will totally take it.
And she's also holding on to the microphone, so all the noise you're hearing
right now. I don't care. It's fabulous. I really don't.
Making out with the microphone.
Hey, there it is. There it is.
There you are.
You just sneezed all over your dad's mic, didn't you?
She was licking it.
I love it. That's family love right there. And I'm going to tell you, folks, no, this is not edited. We're leaving it in. I love it.
Are you going to say anything else? You're just going to stand here?
She can stand there all day for all I care.
No.
Yeah, she's learning how to say no today. That's been her
really?
Thing.
Really? Well, we're going to have fun when I come see you if you're saying no.
This is her chewing on the microphone.
I'll take it.
Which makes a good noise.
Little girl,
I miss you. Oh, wow, that was a lot of drool on that microphone. There you go.
Yeah. Miss Genevieve. It's your crazy Uncle Jay. And I do love you. I do. And no, we're not editing this at all. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I do sound this crazy because I love this little girl.
Yeah. Everybody who knows her does.
Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Fixer, she is fantastic.
Yeah.
She's huge.
Yeah.
Relatively.
I mean, a lot bigger than she was. But she's
yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah.
She's a little girl.
She is a tiny little girl, so.
Okay, she's getting stronger.
Thanks.
I love it.
See you in a little bit, little girl. Bye-bye.
When are we going to get her some gear?
We need to.
Like, we got to go. Like, I've never cared about getting shirts made.
Yeah.
But we got to get her shirts.
Yeah, we have to have a little GU shirt for her.
Or a hoodie. I mean, we gotta do something. Her mother's gonna hate that I say this, but she is the show mascot. Like,
yeah,
she's better looking than either one or both of us. So.
Absolutely. Combined and multiplied by a billion. Yeah. That's
y'all just heard me turn into a drooling idiot. I really do love that little girl.
Yes,
that's what happens when she's in the room for both of us, and we make no apologies.
Yeah, it's entertaining. So, that being said. It's hard to recover from the cuteness overload. I'll mention, go by the show notes because there's stuff we're just not going to get to because there's a lot of news. We've been off for a while. And so gaminguncensored.com, check that out. While you're over there, we haven't given props to the Patreon guys yet, so need to do that. But that's where you can sign up to support us on Patreon and see new content that will be up there soon of some dungeon crawling. With Jamie and Cabbage and Duff, which I'm excited to see as well. So big thanks to Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavash, Chad, Zeke, and Chris, a.k.a. Firestorm. You guys are awesome. We appreciate your support a ton and are going to go buy some new games with it.
Which, by the way, dude, you got to get in there.
I do.
Because we got... I gotta be honest with you that where Path of Exile is lacking, at least to this point, is that I'm into Act 3, and it is not hard like Diablo is hard. Like where you'll see in the footage that we have, I don't think anybody died in the hour that we were playing, but I have been told that about halfway through the game, you get to a certain boss, and then from that point on, it just gets ridiculous. Nice. So I'm looking forward to that. You've got to get in there.
I do.
If I got Duff on mic, you know it's good.
Yes.
If I've had him on mic twice, and I thought when I said, "Hey, let's record this," he'd be like, "No," and he was like, "Yeah, whatever." So it's really good. You got to get in there.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch the video too. So that'll be good.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Really quickly, just finishing up. One more Battle Royale bit of news. Just for whatever reason, turned into Nintendo and Battle Royale. This is our childhood meeting modern day children. Nerf is putting out a line of Fortnite toy guns. So you can get, like, I don't get it because I haven't really played Fortnite enough to recognize these weapons. And so apparently you can shoot from a llama. There's one of them that's a llama gun, and I don't understand that. But I'm sure if you play Fortnite, that's, like, awesome and you're really pumped about that. But I do understand Nerf because Nerf was awesome when we were kids. And so, it just is bizarre to me to see those worlds colliding.
If Super Soaker starts making weapons, I'm like, that's it. We're back to our reality. Like, I will buy a Super Soaker.
Man, Super Soaker was the thing. Like, when we were kids, like, I remember, like, when Super Soakers came out, and it was like, this has completely revolutionized the water gun, like, world. And it's like, I didn't know that it could be revolutionized, but these things are awesome. And yeah.
Pumping
it up and pressurize it. Yeah, they were great.
Did you ever have the one with the backpack on it?
I didn't, no.
That was awesome. Pretty great.
Yeah.
That was, like, seriously, just gallons and gallons of water carried out. That was the coolest thing. And I'll tell you right now, if Super Soaker releases Fortnite weapons, we're buying one. Because that's awesome.
That is awesome, for sure. So, just finishing up really quick, releases, lots of stuff. Apex Legends is probably the biggest thing recently to point out. Is the crazy thing about, like, Apex Legends as several of these games is that they just pop up. Like, there wasn't really any heads up that this thing was coming. I saw it, like, a day before that was like, hey, Respawn apparently has a Battle Royale that's coming, and it's here tomorrow. It's like, oh, cool. Like, there it is. So there are, like, traditional games that have come out as well. Metro Exodus on the Xbox One has a 79 on Metacritic, which is not great, not terrible. Yeah, it's all right. That's a good place to put it. Jump Force, which was something that a lot of people geeked out about at E3, which is, like, all of the, like, Dragon Ball Z and other manga characters that I don't know who they are, has a 58. That one I was pretty shocked by. That seems low. Also, Crackdown 3, which had been such a big title for Microsoft for the Xbox that they've been pushing for a while. Crackdown 3 has a 60, which seems not
That's
good.
Not good.
So, Far Cry... Oh, go ahead.
Go, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Okay, so I was just going to mention there's a couple that have come out since before the last time we did a show that we have to play. One is the new Mortal Kombat, which I think just came out. We apparently have to play that. I haven't played a Mortal Kombat in about 20 years, but apparently we have to play that. And we also need to play the new Soul Calibur just for nostalgia's sake for me. I will be picking up Soul Calibur. That will give us a reason to use the accessibility controller.
Yeah.
Because we both need to be playing that.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat, April 23rd, at least on the PC. I'm not sure if it's come out on consoles yet or not, but it's either here or it's coming. And looks really, really good.
Yes.
I'm pretty pumped about that one. So let me see if there's anything else noteworthy on the Steam releases really quick. So I was going to mention Far Cry New Dawn is out and has a 75 on Metacritic, which is honestly higher than I thought it was going to be, and has really pretty positive ratings on Steam. And so I will admit, so the other thing that I've played just a little bit of, I picked up Far Cry 5 on the Lunar Winter Sale. So it was $20 or $15, I don't remember how much it was. And so I've played just the intro part
of that Steam?
As well. Uh-huh. It's on Steam. It still is like through Uplay, but you can buy it on Steam. And so they had it on sale on Steam. So, yeah.
Wow, I wish I'd have seen that.
And so so I've got that also to not play at this point. And got to mention this. There's an Angry Birds VR game on Steam.
Yeah, because we need that.
I haven't watched the video yet, so I don't. So it's like Angry Birds, like you play it on the phone, except it's you like grab the slingshot and like pull it back and aim it in VR, and it's like 3D. And actually, I kind of want to play it. Like, it kind of looks cool.
That sounds really fun. I got to be honest.
It does. It looks like it's really fun. Like, I was ready to mock this thing, and then I started watching the video for it and went, no, that actually looks cool.
Now, I know you haven't really played games because you've been working like a dog, but I have to ask, because it's been about a month. How are you feeling about the new hardware that's in your rig?
It's great. I'm sad that I haven't been able to use it more to push it a little bit more. But like I said, I've got one more. So I'm now like going through and saying, oh, I've played several things. I've only played like 10 minutes of them. Although I did fire up the Anthem beta as well whenever it was a couple weeks ago when it was live. And it was super buggy and crashed on me, and so I didn't do much in it because I got frustrated with it. And apparently a lot of people had that issue on PC. But graphically, it was fantastic. And I think that's the hardest that well, it's definitely the hardest I've pushed the 1080 yet, but I think it's the hardest I've pushed my rig since I've had it. It's a very, very pretty game, and the 1080 didn't have any problem with it. That was fun to see. Again, I wish the game itself would have performed better. It just crashed, and it was a beta, and so it makes sense. But the game itself, I'm holding out. There's a discussion, by the way, that's a good time to plug the Facebook page, because there's just a discussion that started like as we started the show about Anthem over there. And so yeah, go by Facebook and participate in that. But the rig with the 1080 is doing great.
Which, by the way, we gotta give props to our boy Firestorm over there, because he's the one that starts all that crap. Yeah. We've had the Facebook group for a long time, and you and I are lazy, and we're not really that smart as far as knowing how to start a discussion. That dude is everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's in the middle of stuff. There's always something going on over there. If you are not a part of the Facebook group, you should be, because there's always a discussion going on. And for those of you that wonder, Tommy and I don't talk a lot other than here, because we have an hour every week to do that, and we don't interject ourselves much on the other platforms that you guys are involved in, whether it be the Patreon or Facebook page or whatever, because it's cool to see what you guys are talking about.
Yeah,
and I really love what's going on over there right now.
Yeah, 100% agreed. It's fun just to see what discussions pop up and how different people that listen to the show, how different y'all's opinions are from ours and different games.
And they
play.
Are. It's crazy.
It's fantastic. I love it. So yeah, it's we've said this forever doing the show. The most fun part of this for us is y'all. It's getting to interact with y'all and getting to see y'all discuss stuff that we're talking about or stuff we're not talking about. And so yeah, Facebook's great for that. So yeah. Also great for that is a roundtable, which you can participate on by going over to Patreon and supporting us over there if you would like to be on the roundtable after the last roundtable. I don't know if that's appealing or not to you, but it's
which by the way, I reiterate the fact that I think we need to have a roundtable in Path of Exile.
Yes.
I'm very interested to see how that video came out, because I just watched just a little bit of it, because you and I have a thing about that we really don't listen to the show after we do, because we were here and we don't need to do that. I feel the same way about the Path of Exile video, but the cool thing about that was that Cabbage did the streaming and all Duff and I had to do was show up.
Yeah.
So theoretically, we could stream a roundtable to YouTube every month, just in a random game.
Yeah.
And if you want more of what happened on last month's roundtable, that's what that video is them yelling at me going, come on, keep up. Because I'm slow, like I'm a tank.
The joys of playing games with Jamie.
Yes. that's all I hear for hours. Come on, dude, keep up. And so, yeah, that's coming. You'll like that. But I think that we have found a new way to produce content on this show, which I never thought of. I can't stream because I don't have the bandwidth, but you people do.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think I just got to find time. that's the trick at this point. But the ability to do it is awesome.
Hey, give us money so that we can have time.
There you go.
That's what need. Give us money so that we can have time.
GameOnSensor.com, Patreon link right there.
Which, by the way, somebody gave us, I saw the name in the email, somebody gave us $5 recurring on PayPal. Can you pull that up? Because it's, I don't remember.
It's Hector, who is one of the guys listed on our Patreon, who is giving it to us on Patreon, is now giving it to us just directly on PayPal. But we'll take it. However
That's
you want to
cool.
give us money, we'll take your money.
Yes, we will. And we're mind blown that you still give us money because we don't give you content.
But we appreciate it.
Yes, we do very much. And we've got to go. Y'all know how this works. If you want to interact with us, it's gaminguncensored@gmail.com or the voicemail line at
509-GAME-210.
And, of course, that'll cut you off after 3 minutes, but you know how that works. Just pick it back up and call us back, and we will stitch it together. Other than that, is there anything else, sir?
I'm happy I lived through the show.
I'm very happy you did, too. Like, seriously, I hope we get to do it again.
Me too.
3 weeks between shows is too much.
It is, yes. The whole reason, rationale of us going to one-hour shows was so that wouldn't happen. And so, obviously, that's not our intention. And we will, all things go well, be back next week.
I'm so excited. I'm so, like, I don't even know what to do when we don't have this show. It's like, it's not normal. Which, by the way, I keep thinking of things. We had an anniversary. We're now 14 years old.
Yeah. Glad you mentioned that.
Which, 14 freaking years.
The show is a bratty teenager at this point.
Yes. I can't believe 14 freaking years old. And I don't know if you saw it, you probably didn't, got one comment from our buddy Jacob Albrecht.
Nice.
And Jacob, his comment was, dude, I didn't realize you were still doing that show. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, that's probably about everybody, that's how they think. Everybody that watched us start this
yep.
is like, they're still on the air? Can't they just let it die? But yeah, that was cool because that was his comment was, dude, you're still doing that? That's awesome.
That's so fantastic.
So yeah, there's that. 14 good guy, years Jacob. Old.
Yes.
I love that guy. We got to get him on the air sometime.
He's a good dude. So
He's much more famous than us.
He is much more famous than us. He's like a professional broadcaster and all.
Yes. With all that being said, we got to get out of here because he got a little girl in the other room. So for now, we are Gaming Uncensored. I'm Jamie, that's Tommy, and we are out.
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gamingandcensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.